know, we are not starting All Things Considered again, although a birthday is always a kind of beginning. This is our sixth birthday, and we've played our theme for you here because that theme and all the electronic music that we use on All Things Considered has gotten more mail over these past 6 years than any contest we've run, any invitation for listener commentary, and just about any spoken words we've ever uttered. And the mail has been about equally weighted between haters and lovers. You either detest our electronic squiggles and you want to pull their plugs, or you adore them and you want more. Many of the people on the pro side ask us for more information about the music. And to end this birthday program, we're going to provide it by introducing you to the composer, Don Veigli. He spells his name V-O-E-G-E-L-I. He works out of the Electrosonic Studio in Madison, Wisconsin. He and his synthesizer sit on the seventh floor, overlooking Lake Mendota. And there must be something about the combination of Veigli, synthesizer, and Mendota that produces the sounds that have become our signature. We call them buttons, but Don Veigli has different words for them.
Burps and beeps.
That's just as good. The theme has been with us for 6 years. Dum ba da da lump bum bum bum.
Yeah, that was the original one.
Yeah.
Now we have bum bum beam bum 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 ba dee dum, right?
That's right. But yeah. I still miss a little bit da da lump bum bum bum. I find that's the one I sing to myself when I'm thinking about themes.
Yeah.
Describe your synthesizer. What does it look like? How many buttons? Is it a mighty Moog or is it something else?
It's a mighty Moog.
Yeah.
And of course I now have some additional instruments that I crutch on. Fender Rhodes piano, an ARP string instrument, I have a Polymoog. Basically, the Moog and basically synthesizer are monophonic instruments. You have keyboards, but basically you get one note. You can't play chords, harmonic material, because you'll only get the uppermost note that you depress. And so you have a multi-track recorder. And one of the funs of this, one of the fun in the production of these things is that you are layering up your material, recording one track, playing that track down, playing along with it, playing along with those two tracks as you do the third track. And at any time in there, if you improvise a great deal, and if you don't get the third track the way you want it, you try it again and so on. Finally, you reach a point that you have, I have a 16-track possibility. That doesn't mean that I use all those tracks all the time, but I get to the point where I have enough tracks to finally mix them all down, and by mixing I can control the level of each one of those tracks. Naturally, some voices should be louder than others. And you mix all those down into a final stereo recording. You get the mono version, but your listeners might like to know that for that beautiful day when NPR goes stereo, a lot of the material over the past few years has been conceived in a stereo fashion and recorded that way so that you can make a changeover whenever that time comes.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I've prepared a little tape, Susan. I thought your listeners might like to hear what these individual tracks sound like alone. And I thought maybe the ATC theme was so familiar to them that it would be fun to have them hear them separately. So what I've done is just run the theme. And these solo buttons that I have, whenever I depress one of those, it gives me just that module or just that channel that the button is depressed, so that you get to hear that particular track on the tape recorder.
Let's hear it. They all sound so lonely by themselves.
Right, right. That's very, very true. It's only when they're put together that that they become music.
And the way they become music is through the magic of composer Don Veigli, helping us to celebrate our sixth birthday. We've already asked him for new themes for our 12th. He says he'll try.